I can't find the words when I can barely breathe. I'm falling on my knees. Oh, heaven help me, heaven help me.
WJTL, Zach Williams, Heaven Help Me. Before that, Rhett Walker Band, Love Like Jesus. Good morning to you at 7:19.
For today, sunny, windy, and cold, high of 43. Tonight, cloudy, low of 26. Winning Wednesday, cloudy, wintry mix of rain. Some sleet and snow is possible. Windy, high 53. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, high of 72. Currently, it is 21 degrees in York.
This morning, our friend Shannon Medich hanging out with us from Friends in Action. Good morning again, Shannon.
Good morning, Fred.
You look so snazzy this morning.
Why, thanks. You too.
Yeah, tell us all about Friends in Action.
Oh, Friends in Action. We're a nonprofit in Middletown, Pennsylvania. We're all about assisting missionaries in areas that have limited infrastructure. We do that through service projects and construction projects so that we can help them speed the gospel to people who have never heard about Jesus Christ.
And you have a great story about how you guys are impacting Ukrainian refugees. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we're at work in 6 countries on 10 projects around the world. I thought I'd tell you about a story out of Moldova, since everybody's hearing about that in the news. So much of what we hear is about the tragedy side of the war. But we have a faithful God who is always at work, drawing individuals to himself and working things for good. And this story is about a lady named Alonia. And Alonia lived in an apartment in Odessa, Ukraine, with her 2 young sons. And unfortunately, the apartment was located near an emergency food depot. And so it was quickly invaded and taken over by the Russians. And they spent many days huddled in the bathroom with all this going on around her. And she realized she needed to get to safety. So she took the boys and caught a bus and tried to head to the closest border, which was Moldova. And it's just mass chaos. They get there, there's so much traffic, and they realize they're going to have to walk the last 7.5 miles to get to the border. The entire time, she is crying out to a God she's not even sure is listening. And she's praying, you know, God, help us. What will we do when I get there? Where do we go? Will there be food? Will people take advantage of us? All of this is going on. She's praying. She's worrying. When they finally arrive, it's this mass confusion. But out of the crowd of people, this young girl named Karina approaches them. Now, Karina is a student at the University of Divine Grace in Moldova, and Friends in Action has partnered with UDG since the early 2000s. We support students there who come out of Central Asian nations, and they go to school to learn a biblical worldview, go back to their homelands, and take the gospel into the underground churches there. And so Karina goes to classes during the day at UDG, and then at night she's getting a frontline gospel impact internship at the border. So she was there, and Karina met Alonia, asked her if she needed help, and took them back to the university. The university is currently housing over 400 refugees alongside the students in dormitories and facilities. And so Alonia and her boys went there. They got food, accommodations, medical care, schooling, and most of all, spiritual counseling. And Alonia wrote back to us, and she said, "You know, I cried out to a God for 7.5 miles while I walked, and now I know that he answered me. I know who that God is. I'm treated like family at UDG, but more than that, I'm part of the family of God now." And she's grateful to everybody who gives to create that safe place for her. So you can hear more stories like Alonia's on our website. We're all about telling God's stories across the world, but we also have an event coming up that we can tell you more. There's going to be tents full of to demonstrate all of our 6 countries that we're in, and they'll be full of God stories and artifacts of things that are going on there. The event is Saturday, May 14th. So mark your calendars. I know it's a little early, but we get booked up. Saturday, May 14th. It's going to be rain or shine. And if it rains, don't let that keep you away, because we'll just move it inside. We have a very big facility, a shipping facility. We'll be inside. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we have so much fun planned. We have so much to celebrate. God is so good. There's something for all ages. For the adults, there's going to be the mission partners there, the stations of telling about God's work. We're going to have construction machinery, a fusion demonstration, and free pork barbecue, Fred. Free barbecue for the first 500 people. So get there early. And then for the kids, we've got a reptile show. In the we're going to talk about our work in Bolivia along the Amazon. So we've got some of those animals there. We're going to have a candy cannon, a mini train ride, an inflatable balloon animals, and a live band. So everything is free, 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 except there'll be some food trucks at your own cost if you want to get that food. But everything else is free. We want you to come. Come celebrate with us. God is alive. He's active. His Spirit's at work, changing hearts and lives. He's rebuilding. He's renewing. He's giving hope and healing. We have so much to celebrate, and we hope that you guys will join us.
And this is happening at your property in Middletown, right?
Yes, it's right at the headquarters. So that's 3950 East Harrisburg Pike. And you can look on our website to get more information. There's a flyer out there. It's FIAINTL.org, FIAINTL.org. Or you can call into our office if you've got questions. We're at 717-546-0208, 546-0208.
Coming up May 14th, rain or shine, 11 to 4. Check it out online, FIAINTL.org.
That's it.
Yeah, thank you for being with us today, Shannon.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Here's Casting Crowns. This is Just Be Held on WJTL.